You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. She doesn't seem like a bully to me, but does Michelle Obama have her own bully pulpit as she weighs in on the healthcare debate? We'll find out in just a moment. Coming up, the weekend forecast calls for meatballs and demons and rom-coms, and we'll talk more of the weekend's newest movies in just a minute with Rafer and Karina. But right now, Femi Oke is here for a check on some of today's top news stories.
Good morning. 28 minutes to the top of the hour is the time. The head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, said that the security situation in Afghanistan is on a downward spiral. He said violence was up by about 60% compared to last year. Also in Afghanistan, officials say a U.S. service member and a Canadian soldier have been killed in separate roadside bombings in the south. The incidents happened yesterday. To Tehran now, there have been clashes between government supporters and opposition demonstrators at a rally in Iran. A number of opposition figures have been arrested. Meanwhile, in an interview with NBC, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that his country is not seeking nuclear weapons, but is in pursuit of nuclear energy. At home in Massachusetts, the House has approved a bill allowing the state's governor to appoint someone to fill the late Ted Kennedy's Senate seat. The bill still needs approval in the Senate. And finally, I have an update on the Yale murder story. Two childhood friends of Raymond Clark says that they're shocked by charges that the lab technician murdered a graduate student who worked in his building. Clark was arrested and charged on Thursday. And those are some of the big stories we're watching today.
Friends always say they're shocked, though. Have you ever heard friends say, oh, he would have done that?
Do you know, I don't have any friends who would be a murderer, so yeah, I would be shocked too.
Thank you, Femi.
You're welcome.
All right, here's a question for all of you. Listen to this, and what do you think? Is it a comforting voice for America that Michelle Obama represents here, or is she Barack Obama's secret political weapon on health care?
My hope is that if I can play a role in ringing the bell of prevention and wellness and exercise, if that changes somebody's life or it sets a new tone for the next generation, I think that can be helpful.
Michelle Obama there speaking to ABC's Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts, talking about her role in the president's health care reform debate. Joining us now to talk about Michelle Obama, who seems to be stepping forward in her profile, is Nia Malika Henderson, White House reporter for Politico. Nia, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dee Dee Myers joins us, former press secretary to President Clinton. She's on the line from Washington. Dee Dee, good morning.
Good morning.
Dee Dee, let me begin with you. As Michelle Obama steps forward, what are the similarities and maybe differences in the sort of powerful first lady role that Hillary Clinton had during the Clinton administration?
Well, there's more differences than similarities, actually. I mean, the biggest similarities are that they're both first ladies and that the issue of the day is health care. But otherwise, Mrs. Clinton came to the White House as with a unelected and sort of informal but very powerful job. She was tasked with writing a health care bill, and it turned out to be a 1,300-page bill. And then she was tasked with helping to sell that bill with everything from public appearances to hearings before Congress to talking to the American people. Mrs. Obama has chosen a very different route in her first months in the White House. She's chosen to really, her priorities have been to help get her family established, to help her girls make the transition, and to focus, you know, on the issues that she cares about, which are clearly, as we just heard, health and wellness and exercise and eating healthily and childhood obesity and military families. But she has not chosen to play a policy role, and I don't think in this health care debate she's still choosing to play a policy role. She's choosing to be somebody who's advocating on behalf of health care, not sick care, as she
says. Right. Nia Henderson from Politico, though, Michelle Obama is uniquely qualified to enter this debate, wouldn't you say, based on her resume?
She is. She, of course, was a hospital law administrator when she was in Chicago, and she's been talking about that. When she was overseas, she visited some hospitals and talked about what she saw as a hospital administrator in Chicago. But in many ways, she's really drawing almost more on her mom hat in talking about health care. She's making the soft sell. Dee Dee just talked about Hillary Clinton, who, of course, was making the hard policy sell. Michelle Obama is really going to make the personal sell and talk about her own family, talk about the importance of health insurance reform today, specifically, and what it means for women and families. Polls show that women especially are open to hearing about this and supportive of health mm-hmm. insurance reform. So the White House is betting that Michelle Obama is a good messenger for their push for health care.
You know, Didi talked about the contrasts, and it seems to me there's at least one more, although I think Didi kind of alluded to it there. You know, Hillary Clinton was perceived almost as a competitor to Bill Clinton in her political aspirations or her sort of political role in the administration. Michelle Obama is definitely not, yet I wonder if that grants her a level of credibility in talking about these issues that maybe Hillary Clinton didn't have. Nia?
Yes, I mean, I think, and I've talked to Didi about this, I think for many people, Hillary Clinton's role was almost seen as a power grab in terms of carrying the banner for health care and being the policy face of health care. Michelle Obama is not doing that at all. She's really kind of walking a thin line here in terms of her role and really targeting her message to women and families. Will she be able to break through the very partisan rhetoric and get maybe Chuck Grassley or somebody like that to vote for this bill? Probably not, but maybe she can, you know, reach women and get them to call Olympia Snow and back this bill. So I think it's a very different thing. Michelle Obama, over the last couple of months that she's been in the White House, she's amassed very high approval ratings. They're much higher than her husband's in the mid 70s, and you know, she's in many ways so far known as almost like a fashion icon. And a mom, and she's got her garden. So they're hoping that image that she's been able to cultivate will make her a good messenger.
Didi?
Yeah, I agree with that. She's not going to go out there and try to weigh in on whether we should have a public option or a co-op for people to buy insurance in the final language of the bill. She's going to talk particularly to women about why it's important that we have reform and what will happen if people don't have access to good health care, what that really means for families and how a better health insurance system can benefit those same families. She has spent the last months building up a real reservoir of trust and goodwill with the American people, and I don't see her wanting to now go out there and wade into the details of a policy debate, but rather to use that that relationship she has with the country to talk in softer terms, as Nia said, about, again, why it's important.
Well, you know, talking in softer terms, some might view as, well, the women do the soft stuff and the men do the hard stuff. But I'm wondering if there's actually a really pragmatic element here, Didi Myers, and that is maybe Michelle Obama contributes to getting the debate away from the kind of stridency over socialism or not socialism by focusing on these kind of straightforward health issues like obesity. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think that is that part of, I don't know if that's a consciously stated goal of theirs, but certainly she has the ability to help with that. I mean, one mm-hmm. of the things that people really loved about Barack Obama
quickly
was his family.
Right.
You know, they loved his wife, they loved his children, and I think she reminds them that he's a whole person. He's not this, you know, politically polarizing guy. He's a dad. Yeah. He's a husband.
Great. Didi Myers, former press secretary to President Clinton in Washington, and Nia Malika Henderson, White House reporter for Politico, who gives us our takeaway, which is the White House thinks this is a sell, whether it's soft or not. Thank you, Nia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.